All right, well, we're back after a hiatus of me just messing around and doing stuff and whatever. We had Thanksgiving break recently, all sorts of things. In any case, I'm finally back on the air. This is Gargalmesh. You're listening to 93.1 FM, KSTOW, St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at www.stolaf.edu/org/KSTOW. However, I know you're going to be listening to the podcast instead. In any case, I'm actually joined by a new friend of mine who's going to be doing some reading with me. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Rob...
Rob Crandall.
Rob Crandall. I'm sorry I forgot your last name.
How terrible. That's fine.
Anyways, I'm glad to have Rob Crandall on the show. Not too many people are willing to go on the radio with me. I'm not referring to anyone in particular. I'm actually referring to the people in Jules, Justin, JPEG, all of them. Anyways, tonight we have a good show. We've put together a good lineup of music. I've made sure to get a lot of songs in my absence, so made up for it. And we found a fan fiction, but it's not just fan fiction. We're doing Shakespearean fan fiction tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before.
You have a good voice for radio.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to yourself.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know, you've got a nice deep voice. I wish I had a deep radio voice, but I don't. Cream soda.
Maybe I should try out to be a newscaster or something.
What I like about these microphones is that they're very sensitive. They pick up anything in the room, like putting the can down.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not used to a microphone being able to pick up sound. In any case, before we get that and we get started with that, I might as well start off with some music, as per the usual. The first song I'm going to play is Clock Down Day 1 from The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, as done by the Zelda Reorchestrated team. I do have a lot of songs by them on this particular show, but they're really good. They've done over 200 songs from the Zelda series, and it's just a fantastic collection, and enjoy it. The last two songs were Kotake and Kuome from The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. I told you I'd be playing a lot of Zelda Reorchestrated. Another good song, you know, favorite of mine. The next one, though, was Delfino Square from the Nintendo DS game Mario Kart DS.
One of the innumerable Mario Karts.
It was my favorite one, actually.
Oh, I never actually played. I didn't play any of the ones after Double Dash.
Double Dash was terrible.
Well, it was certainly a good way to start arguing with a friend. You have to admit that much. Simply play the cooperative mode and you'll be at each other's throats before the cup is over.
I know, it's like the only co-op game where I yell at someone. Well, Left 4 Dead, I do that a lot, too. Anyways, the DS one was probably the most balanced one. I mean, the Wii one is just terrible. Like, you get near the end, pretty much all, it's a given that on every single race, you get near the end and you get hit by 5 blue shells, 3 lightnings, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, as, any arcade ones put it, that's Nintendo socialism for you.
Oh. Anyways, might as well get started with the story. I know that a lot of people are here for that. A lot. A lot. I'm so lonely. Anyway, so tonight's story is King Bran, a takeoff on King Lear. And King Bran was a mythological king in Britain. What I Googled and looked at the heading of the search terms. Anyways, I think we'll just be switching off voices. I mean, there's a lot of voices here. Are there any that you want in particular?
Not that I'm seeing. Well, there are a lot of them. There's a druid and a goddess in the... Wow.
Hey, there's this guy, the writer of this, made the assumption that Welsh people don't have vowels in their names.
Oh, my, you're right. How would you say that? Pre-dairy apple?
Apple? Apple? Is it apple?
Sure.
It's A-P, capital P-W-W-Y-L-L. A Welsh lord. Then there's a lot of actors, and my friend suggested that this is like Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well, there are witches from the...
Ooh, I bet this guy is also a Welshman.
Gwalwyd?
I know the name Llywelyn is a bit odd, and I never knew how to pronounce that. Like Desmond Llewellyn, you know, the guy who played Q in James Bond.
Yeah.
Obviously a Welshman. In any case, might as well get this started. It starts with, actually, the witches from Macbeth. They seem to appear here, there, and everywhere. Weren't they in A Wrinkle in Time?
They never said those were from Macbeth. They're just three witches.
They did quote the witches from Macbeth, though.
Well, that might just be because they're three witches, you know. It's a famous myth, or not mythological, but famous literary example of three witches.
Definitely taken from the Macbeth. Anyways, Act 1, Scene 1, Cave. Which one? Salmon fed all its life on acorns, beer drilled out of a mountain, immortal, apples of gold, feathers from the phoenix, ready to burst and be reborn, apples from Eden's tree of knowledge, Pandora's hair, dragon's pearls, drops of our blood, super strings.
Super? Is this string theory?
Philosopher's stone and other knowledgeable things. Sit in the brew that Bith, son of Noah, the people of Japheth? Japheth? Japheth. For Mori, to all the emeralds sceptered. Ooh, this person came under the assumption that if you remove the E in a past tense verb and you put an apostrophe instead, so instead of sceptered, it's sceptered, you know, with an apostrophe, that it's Old English. Realm come to rest. Holy flower of the northern stars found in the field of lilies, aconite, leaves of the poplar, burned ashes of the owl and viper laying on coals.
Round and around this cauldron we throw out envenomed arts like the muses all...
Envenomed.
Envenomed, indeed. What was now is and will be Nemedian... Fearbog from the deep swamp. What is this, Warcraft? The Danaan with Sparrow. Great, now we're quoting the Iliad. Stone, cauldron, and sword. Juice of the poppy, bloody fingers, sliced red like the gloves of a fox would wear. Cinquefoil, the workers' bee combs, lanoline, almond, and oil. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Oh,
fire, burn, cauldron, bubble. Enter Witch 3.
So Terrace kings were enthroned to pass when the sons of Mil came with hard hearts.
What is this work you do that keeps...
I think that... Oh, that's you. Sorry.
Yeah, that,
Witch,
I,
sorry.
Oh, so,
I got
yeah,
thrown off by
regardless.
The end of Witch 3.
Well, now you're Witch 3.
All right.
Go for it.
What is this work you do that keeps you sisters from our looms weaving?
Weave, measure, and cut. So much so that every man takes his due without thanks.
Which one? That is the way of things ordained before God and after them. Still concerns me what set in this pot. What do we make?
One to give recompense, a servant of fortune's lots in Albion's blissful realm, wherein the hares of Brutus once lived.
Oh my god, that's a Fable reference right there.
Uh-huh.
You know the game Fable?
No, not necessarily. Albion is a mythological realm before Fable took the name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Or at least it's something mythological.
It does seem mythological. All right. I think I'm going to do a deep manny man voice for Witch 3 and a more high-pitched voice for Witch 1. All right. Oh, Earth set by those brave descendants of Burn Troy has seen too much of war. Peace must be won.
She takes the witch's hands.
Then, like a ringstone round, we clasp hands and sang a mummer's tune. Excuse me. Nightshade so deadly and vile, henbane wild, celery parsley, and a lot of freshly slaughtered male sow. Porex of Brutus and Albion's blood overcame by the lion from Cromwell, Alidair Priden.
Is that Oliver Cromwell that's referencing?
Well, it says Cornwall.
Cornwall, sorry.
Are they referencing the Chronicles of Prydain? I have no clue. Of the Nemedian clan, Britain gave the nation a truer name, so came into the brew mint olive of
it Athena. It came all right. Uncalled for.
Oil of Athena's tree, and on the night of Sirius raised no moon, we not touch the wood, vervain we collected into our iron pot. Does this even make grammatical sense?
Probably not. That's why I read these.
Witches.
Round the cauldron we go in our fairy rings, making our tracks, commanding the sun, moon, and stars to ebb and flow. Burn, bruise, burn, make it light that our curse will be won this night.
Good job, man. That was awesome. Heart of the peaceful dove, liver of the sparrow, womb of the twice-caught swallow, kidney of the hare, blood of... I can't read for some reason. Blooded of the blackened cat, split as did Alexander the Macedonian, come to the isle to be taught by Sabile. Mother of Bestus, Persford, and get it for the Scot, so to conquer and bring Greek to the land of India.
And in the same cave did Bithynus burn sister Circe.
Circe, is it Circe or Circe?
If you want to be technical, it's Circe, but Circe is the normal pronunciation.
Oh, Circe's fun, though.
Yeah. Circe, who brought the Romans to the land? Mandragas from the gallows tree washed in the wine, sacramental orange ambergris. Brownies from the seed and collected on the night of St. John goes and
bubble, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, ring around the rosy pocket of posy, ashes, we all fall down.
Three times three is nine, turning to the right and holy round.
All the past lords and kings, Albion, Brutus, Locrinus, near Silvinus and Scanius, Madden, and Mempricus and Elbracus Albanact into Hades follow one by one. The flayed cat set the man's fat and marrow agleam. Brains of the Morrigan cow, bloodstone like jasper with red flames, drives away the night demons that violate this virgin oil. How many things are they putting in this?
I think they're going into the theory that XKCD put, like, the more words you make up, the better your literature is. Rose, oh my god, they're going too long with this. Rose, gardenia, carnation, lemon peel, and flowers that smell good on the funeral piers. The funeral piers of Abracus, Albankton, Bestus, Brutus, Green Shield, and Porrex, and Prydian, Britain, and Lael.
Round this ringstone, round our hair in the breeze, our legs tied with green snake garters, we dance most exuberantly. Dragon's teeth and blood, brains of raven, fat of elfin cat, apples of the blessed isle, galls of the oak's wasp, hazelnuts and acorns might set this to light. Lael and Bethides, Rudhud Hudibras, sounds kind of like L. Ron Hubbard, Bladbud, builder of Bath, and fell like Icarus to Marlene's lyre, Leal.
You don't need to pronounce it if you don't want to.
Okay.
Thunder! Soft now.
Soft now, Norns! Watch and see!
Appear Falcon in the cauldron.
What has made bit this night?
What is he? Man, magician, Atlantis survivor, dragon, elf, angel, bastard, changeling, fairy, prince, druid, sorcerer, scholar, or devil?
He looks like dung to me, sisters. Falcon. Bows.
You want him? All right, no. You take him.
So
take
you say, Parkin, mothers. I prefer to be a bird larger than the sparrowhawk. Controlling all things. May it be water, earth at the devil's door, air by knots in a hellebore and cannabis rope, fire and corpse light and the unknown elements sought by the philosophers all bow to me. Dutifully I serve you, my Decumbra mothers, equally so that I can get to fest on Thunderbolt before I got myself born.
I think that's in collapse at the very end.
Well done, our boy child of destiny.
Thank you, dear Nona. Now please excuse me, like the Foxfire leading travelers to doom, I go with knife, censer, pentacle, sword, wand, and casting lots to wrest peace from hot-blooded Mars.
Then go, child with no father. To Withers. It says to Withers.
To Withers.
To Withers.
Oh.
Wait, no, it's still me? Okay, I was an actor in high school, and yet I can't read this script for the love of me.
I don't think you're supposed to be able to.
Now, sisters, we can go back to our weaver at loom like Clotho.
Like Atropos.
Like Lanchesi.
It should be Lachesis. They Lachesis, can't even spell. Flacken. Adieu.
Flacken. The Flacken is speaking.
Adieu, weird mothers. Bows, exits, sang in a chant. Goodbye, this dragon maker must go. 7x7. Samhain, Mordranok, Team Boic, Ostara, Beltane.
3x3 is 9.
All Purgus Day, All Fool's Day, Lithen Mabon is set as years, hollowed eaves. Extent.
I didn't mean extent.
I think they do.
Oh, hey!
Oh, look, there's people outside.
I know, people actually exist.
Holy.
Yeah, I know, it's interesting.
Cliff notes to scene one.
You know, I really don't think I think we know what happened anyways.
I think we do know what happened. Or rather, I don't think we know what happened, but I don't think we're going to figure out what happened anytime soon.
I think there was talking. I think there was a lot of ingredients in there. I think maybe the stew just came out, like, brown. Because that's what happens when you just add way too many ingredients. In any case, I think that now is a fine time to take a break from music. we've all been asking for it, I suppose. That got really bad. Dear Lord.
It's only going to get worse.
Oh, that's what I always say, and it really does. Anyway, so the next song is Blue Sky Athletics from Super Mario Galaxy. I tend to play that a lot, but with good reason. It is an amazing soundtrack. And thanks again for joining me, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
You should come by more often.
I just might.
All right. Someone to join me. Finally, at last, I won't be alone. All right. On to music. All right, that last... Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn that on. That last song was the hippie battle theme from Earthbound and Mother 1, and the version of the track that you heard was actually made for Super Smash Bros. Brawl, but it got rejected, and so, for some, you know, nothing can stay away from the internet for too long.
Of course.
Anyways, I kind of wonder, like, what does the story have to do with King Lear?
Well, apparently we're going to find it out shortly, because this is Act 1, Scene 2, Funeral for King Lear.
Okay, it's going to be a sequel.
I guess so.
Did the last scene have anything to do with anything?
I don't think so.
I think they told the Falcon to leave, and he's like, sure, whatever.
Yeah, that sounded about right.
All right, might as well start off. Do you want to be Albany or Kent?
I'll take Albany.
All right, so I'll do Kent and Aelil. Who's Aelil?
I have no clue. I guess I'll also do Edgar. All right,
we'll figure out. I'll do Aelil.
And I guess if we run into any more characters, we'll make them up as we go along.
I suppose we will. All right.
All right. We are not brother kings, Lord Kent, and it hardens the heart so much that we could do nothing in our part.
Help me take up the shift. Regan, Goneril, Cordelia, Oswald, and Edmund are in Sharon's hands now. Now we must place our Lord King to rest.
Seize Aelil.
Clear the way, Kerr, or have you no respect for our mourning? And it says, by the way, mourning as in morning and noon and night.
Yeah. Hold, brother Kent, do you not see who stands before thee? That's Arryn's Aelil, cursed to watch the geese, Fionnuala, Aed, Fiacna, and Cone for these grandchildren transfixed by his own child.
If you'd like, you can just call him 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That might be best. I'll
get it. Then again, we might get up to the thousands.
It's true.
Stand aside, Gander. I am in no mood for a fight. Okay, what voice should I do? Thou Malwich from the tyrant Mal... I'm not even try that one.
Marhulk.
Marhulk? Stole his axe and makes war to take the life, but fail for himself. He can do this, for he sees that one here can sit there in that siege.
If only is a game for fools and you are playing it well. Fools maybe not. Ho ho! Lord Aelil of Arryn speaks true. We need a man worthy of the Stone of Destiny, for if anyone false sits on it, the ground will swallow him up. Though forbidden by Lear, I know of one that can, though our king forbade me to speak his name.
Yeah, I think for my Aelil voice, I'm going to try the coming this summer voice.
Go for it.
All right. Vouchsafe, Edgar. We will follow your lead to this man, yet let us take this sea lord to his rest. Extend, Kent. Oh, wait, the scene's over.
Let's do the next one, I guess.
Wow, that...
Hopefully it will be a little bit longer.
Okay, so, the guy who wrote this offers Cliff's notes at the end of each one, but... Nothing. It's not even a coherent story, so there's no real need.
Oh, and then the next scene is entitled Coronation of a King, and they spelled coronation wrong.
With an I.
Oh dear, and now we have more new characters.
Oh, son of a...
Okay, it looks like we have three characters. We have Parlin, Joseph...
With an E at the end,
yes, and Alan.
No, there's probably another 15 further down.
Nope, looks... Oh, and Bronwyn.
No, I think it's Bronwyn, but misspelled. Dragonfly.
And the Falcon.
Flacken! Flacken returns!
And the Dragonfly. This one's pretty long, but...
This one's very hefty. And
the Bride.
And I saw Albany's name in there, too.
Okay. Oh, okay, I can remember my Albany. Okay.
We need at least 15 people to do this one, I suppose, but let's have fun.
We'll give it a shot.
It's incoherent enough. Might as well make it more so.
I guess so. I'll be Parlin, I guess. Scribing in a book with other monks.
Can you use it? Can you use that word in that form?
What, scribing?
Yeah.
I have no clue. This person obviously doesn't come to books, copying every jot and tittles and ink and gold, making a holy story told. A holy story
told. Oh, might as well call it a hoary story.
Though we keep a cup of better blood.
I think that sentence is complete. It's nonsense.
I think so. You be Joseph, I guess.
Tired already, Anton Forth Child, or is it the mortal wound that bothers you? Against my advice, you sought to take the chalice for yourself, for you dared to set David's strange renges form its bounds and was struck in the thigh by Goon Desert. Qua?
I don't understand it either. Your father Arimathea's promise of the goblet. For he set out with the spawn of Jesse's rod, Rose with Lazarus, Martha, and the Magdalene to Gaul to baptize. To baptize what? You, Alan Bronze, and the faithful to this holy spot, on your coat threads came to rest, where in anger your staff took root, Joseph, on the makings of a thorn tree like that which a Jew king was pegged on.
What?
That is for cursing against the high, Parlin, brother and cousin Joseph. This Frimutal scribe is right, though. We need to see who'll take on the cup of the Fisher of Men.
Nay, child of bronze and enigmas, I trust that on the high can guard the cup until it fades into the hearts of men.
Fads into the hearts of men.
Sorry. Until it fads into the hearts of men. That is where faith should lie. We have approached Bran without success. We must discuss what should be done with the remaining children of Lear.
What should be done, brother?
Wait, aren't they all dead?
Wait, I don't remember.
No, Regan and Goneril killed each other, and then...
And then Cordelia was killed.
Cordelia was killed in prison, yeah.
I don't know, maybe Lear had, like, random babies floating around.
I think there's the assumption that probably Kent is his child.
I'm not sure. What should be done, brother? The fourth daughter of his wife, Queen...
Don't even try this one.
Iwariad, had against her father's orders followed taking the veil in due suit of her brother's tonsure. Oh, yes, that's me also. Yea, the brother seen by his reverend father, baptized, beard and head shaved as abatements, is set as Steinaud turncoat. From that point on, a vow of silence in these walls proceeded. Though Bronwyn has spoken against her sisters most foul, Regan and Goneril... Wow, we can't spell Regan and Goneril right. Regan and Goneril, with their lovers, divided the realm while the Rex was alive and usurped him.
Wait, I think Regan was spelled right, actually.
No, I thought there was another A. They definitely didn't spell Goneril right, though.
Oh, no, okay.
Cordelia abandoned her father to their squabbles as she bedded the Gaulish king. What? The husbands died. Cordelia returned. The loyal ones restored the king. Cordelia to hang herself, and on hearing of his favorite daughter's death, his heart cracked and the king died. It's your line.
I know, I want to applaud that first. The Gaul king does not envy the throne, yet an Irish one does, if he takes a life fall, with all which will come here and kill the last of Lear's line and meet the Gaul in a horrible fight in this land.
We must think of the souls, our mission to teach the word, for if they fight, it'd be better for us to go to the Holy See and report a failure to convert this land.
They're Catholics?
I have no clue. Let's just keep going. Hopefully this will start making sense.
It's not. They've introduced way too many new concepts for them to ever patch it up in 13 chapters, and we're on the third one already.
What?
What, and abandon our flock? We are judge how we treat others, Brother Al, and we should aid the sick, wounded, and war widows, not choosing between either sides. The high should not interfere with the acts of state or the actions of biology. Our duty is only for souls, nor use the dead for an excuse in us a reason to steal the liberties of others.
True, for the way to salvation is not purvey to anyone who thinks they are saved. God does not play favorites, choosing one nation over another, choose one man over another. He must save and choose all. We are justified in our faith alone. We did not deed the cup. We only keep it here until it disappears. For in due faith and on this rock I stand, for the barn of Avon Beest, a Lutheran.
If there are Lutherans in England?
I have no clue.
I say that sentence a lot on this show.
Another part of Glastonbury.
Oh, King Bran! I think I'm going to take this one.
Oh, snap.
All right, stand back, everyone. In the fur, the black wolf, prince countless I was, Lear's only con making oaths to the one-eyed Wotan. The life of a prince was mine, taught all the arts to rule as deemed by Jupiter. I was engaged to all three daughters of Ailill. Within the span of a psalm I made Abe, Iolf, and Arba, virgin not. Out of the bed of ladies I jumped to fight by Mars to conquer Brittany, Channel Islands, Shetland, Calais by slicing many beards off. The corpses of the slain, beaten, strangled, stabbed, and the curse of the Dagda I fling into the peat and moors. Then back to the beds of my fiancés, Regan, Goneril, Cordelia, and my other sister raping
what?
Them into their lives, my dear father, King Lear. With Bryce giving me many a title, a laurel and olive crown that I did not deserve. Feliaeuf, in hatred of me and her sisters, too became poisonous blight. I played it. Being a prince, I set them out to hunt those with their foreskin clipped, chasing them with hounds, the baptized ones, and then I bring their families and children to me. I tossed the children to wild bears, and if they made a sound, I burned them at the stake. Arpa fell to Holly Root, and by Moly so did Abbe fall.
Enter Dragonfly.
In course, Aliel's grandchildren out of wedlock had maidens a geese to fly here and there until a northern prince weds a southern one. And due to Thor's law, I prepare to slice my fiancé's head off. Thor, wait, but they're English!
I'm not understanding any of this. Maybe they're like English Vikings.
Oh god, next they're gonna be bringing up Egyptian mythology.
I prepare to slice my fiancé's head off. Lo, in the sky, filled with great tumult, I see a cup and a hear, as did Paul, my son, my son, my son, why do you persecute me? For in me you will find salvation.
Indeed, brother, for I saw too. You dropped hammer to the ground and sent in search of this mystery. I quickly proceeded after, though your half-sister, I liked being your mistress. Oh, this is a woman. Yeah, oh, this is a woman.
Bronwyn's a woman's name.
Oh, I thought it would be like his son.
No, it's an actual name. I actually know someone in Bronwyn.
Really? Maybe I should try doing a higher pitch. Indeed, brother, for I saw it too. You dropped hammer to the ground and sent in search of this mystery. I quickly proceeded after, though your half-sister I was, I liked being your mistress. Oh, my.
Ow!
Wincest.
Ow!
What humor wooed that my brother Prince Hamalis can satisfy four women in one night, while most men cannot even handle one. Better still is our late father, in his prime could bet a whole army in less time than is what measured in a glass.
You can measure time in a glass?
An hourglass, I would presume.
I was thinking glass of milk. This guy could be assuming glass of milk. No, he's probably smart enough to see.
I have no clue what they're thinking.
But wow, our late father just, wow, they're talking about how their dad could just stoop so many people. Wow.
Yeah.
I would never have this conversation with my sister. Then again, I wouldn't have sex with my sister either, so there you go.
Well, you know, shall we say decency has never been a prominent quality of fan fiction?
Of course.
Yeah.
To Arimathea's Joseph I approached, I learned the words, and in 13 moons he baptized...
Is everyone just, like, baptizing like crazy here?
And swearing by Thor, too.
Camillus, as Bran and you as Bronwyn. Beard and hair clipped clean, for in hair is thought to lie a part of sovereignty. I approached the king, our father. To him we were now dead, I had not left Glastonbury stead. Our advice on the fathers Joseph and Alan, I have stepped, dear sisters.
Wait,
before you speak of Dragonfly, I just thought that if we had a drinking game for every word that had five consonants in a row, we'd probably have alcohol poisoning at this point.
Quite possibly, but obviously we can't, this being a dragon, so. Anyway. Dragonfly.
Wait, what do I see in here? You spoke! Since childhood I knew Bran's face and actions, yet not a word. Why, for you break your vow?
It was time.
Bran,
it was time to do so, Grail Maiden, Dragonfly. Wait, what?
Oh, Flacken speaking. Here comes the Flacken.
I'm Falcon now, invisible.
You're Flacken.
Ha, none see me now, for here is the Grail Maiden Dragonfly. Dragonfly, cute and innocent, and the world flusters so at him in hearing his voice for the first time. Here is Bran, son of Queen Penardun Apdon, once a prince who not a mile hence can't another see out. It is Aileel and Edgar suggest him to succeed his father, which is very just. I must now play my part true to my hawkish nature while riding deer like horses. He will not accept it as is, nor will he want to take King Lear's mantle as his own, so I must rest him to it.
Isn't this a fine day, even with the starting rain?
Methinks there is more here than meets the eye.
Methinks.
Methinks. It's not methinks, it's methinks. Methinks there is more here than meets the eye between the maiden and the once prince. However, now I must not play at Cupid just yet. I have work to do. Singing, sleep, dear once prince and ladies, and dream dreams of the dragon. For lo, was there an enormous wolf, with one yelp could swallow the world. In fear of that cure, he must be bound.
And with this, we reach the half point of our show. And I actually am going to read this short line for Bran because it's so amazing. What has come over me? My joints and articles move against themselves. Anyways,
So do mine. Help me.
Let's play some music now, and then we'll get back to the show. My God, this is a train wreck and a half.
This is a classic.
This is a train wreck, a tornado, and a hurricane,
and a tsunami, and an earthquake,
mm-hmm.
and a wildfire.
Everything else. Ooh, your song is coming up next.
Oh, yeah, the one that I mentioned. All right.
Would you like to talk about it?
Not particularly. I mean, you probably just know more about it than I do. We'll just say that it's the final battle theme from Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
You remember Taboo, that weird human guy with the, butterfly wings?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, this is the song that plays when you fight him, and it's... remarkable. It's original song work from Super Smash Brothers.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah, well, most of the songs in the game are copped from others, of course. And this is original, and I do like that. In any case, let's do this. That's ended a little anticlimactically. I was expecting a little bum at the end. Anyways, looks like they really updated the LPs in the studio. I mean, they have Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy. That's my favorite album. And Sounds of Silence. I think this is an original pressing. Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence.
It looks fairly old.
Yeah. Featuring, look at this. The biggest song here is I Am a Rock.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the radio hit at the time.
Yeah. Not, you know, Sounds of Silence, as the title would imply.
Yeah. Ooh, check it out, man. Stereo 360 sound.
Oh, noes.
Thank you for capitalizing the O's. Made my day. In any case, might as well put some more work into this abomination we've been reading for you. Why not? Let's see. What was the last line I had?
The last line was...
Sodomine,
help me. No, great. Now it's Falcon again. Singing. Flacken. Still. Yeah, still singing. For lo, there was an enormous wolf who would with one yelp could swallow the world. In fear of that cure, he must be bound. To be bound by the bravest god, Tyr had to place his hand in the cur's mouth. Reeling from this loss of an arm, Tyr sought the Erkoing, lord of Svartalfar, for a replacement. Lo, look there, Albany and Kent arguing like a wedded couple. I admit, I'm not singing anymore. I must change their minds also. Oh, so much fun this is, being trickster, druid, magician, sorcerer, scholar, and maker of kings. Come, 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 come all and listen to this song. Without an arm, Tyr was provided with one. The king of the Dark Elves are co-wing with Thor's Eleven Hammer on Hephaestus Ford. Now you're just combining traditions, and that's not cool. Struck a bolt of Jove into steel. There he was, the first sword in existence. The sword of power shimmered in the sun's rays in hues that could add colors to the rainbow. To Dagda's advice, not letting war besmirch its sacred nature, is must be put away. To spike wrathful Ares, Tyr flung the first sword into a lock, and it was never seen again. And now you know why I'm not in choir.
Neither am I. I can't even read sheet music. Are you Edgar? Or am I?
Yes,
Edgar?
I think I'm Edgar again. Hold there. Who art thou in this storm, unnatural?
You do know Edgar was the hero of King Lear, right?
Yes, he was. It was Edmund who was the bad guy.
Were you thinking of Edmund when you did
I think
voice?
I might have been, but let's go with it.
All right.
Now I appear, as is my cue. I become visible and bow. I am Falcon, child of fate. Hearken unto me, you lords and laity, for now a king is to be made. Oh my, I'm having a lot of lines here. What unholy thing art thou, Falcon? Incubus? Nay, Grail Maiden.
I hate that band.
Nay, Grail Maiden, I am the child of the Norns. Past.
I don't like Grail Maiden either. They're not good.
Past, present, and future. Now silence all, I shall reveal unto you a goddess. Come, bride! Enter bride in a shower of apple blossoms. This beautiful woman wearing an aegis of armor marked with Medusa's face, carrying an orb and a staff and a sword, affixed with the wings of an angel and set with a crown. A crown rounded by clover, leek, thistle, and red and white roses. What is this before my sight? This lady form the very earth and sky that shines like that of the fiery arrows loosed form the bows of archangels, setting Sodom to rout. I fear I may too turn into salt.
Oh, that was Albany there. I mentioned him. He hasn't spoken in a while. So
yeah, that's true.
I think he's just been like standing there.
Well, I'm not sure what he's been doing.
Look at that. This microphone picks up the sound of my knuckles cracking.
Strange.
Hold there. Hold there, brother Albany. And what trickery is this? Who is this? Oh, wait, I'm Kent.
Yes, you're Kent.
What's my Kent voice? Hold there, brother. I'll just do a generic. I think it's coming soon.
Yes, that was it.
Hold there, brother Albany. What trickery is this? Who is this lady I demand?
A queen and a bride of the highest dragon.
What?
I don't know. You be bright now.
Silence, Naevish Ungol. You did not summon me. I came out on my own accord. Hey, she's gay.
What? Wait. Oh, yes, she came out, right?
Okay.
Pardon,
that was terrible. You could slap me for that if you'd like.
Then pardon, I ask of you, Queen Bride. Please choose a king, for this is fate's decree.
Anon I shall. I, Bride, stand before and look at thee. Kaimulus, come, brand the christened. Jacob's pillow I claim as mine. In Egypt I... Oh, I knew Egyptian would come up soon. I sat and moved at my fireside. I'm going to say Kildall. Of Kildall is my shrine, pagan, though later it will be coveted such. Of Tara, of Dunstaffenage, of Camelot, of Scone, of Westminster's Hall I enthrone. What do you fluster on? Am I not beautiful?
The most I have ever seen.
Good. That is so. For I am the highlands, the smoky moor and the logs. Rivers, hills, fields, flowers, forests, lowland, islands, and water, all yours for 99 cents. That was me. And all that brings of my children to think of me, to think of my Albion and Ire, my pirate and my Britain. Now as Bride of Britain, take the silver branch and be a just and good king. Apparently she has the power to crown him.
I guess so.
All hail King Bran, son of Lear.
What is this you conjure? The most unholy kind, summoning a pagan spirit and giving it the wings of an angel.
Nay, dear dragonfly, fear not me. I will be baptized a saint myself. Falcon summoned me not. How could one summon the spirit of England when it lies within all your hearts?
Oh, ow. That was
painful.
Oh, God, I can't believe I had to say that. Oh, I'm going to need therapy after this.
Camallus, the wrathful prince, is no more. High King Bran has chosen me to rule.
Did he have to say in that?
No, he has been chosen to rule.
My misreading.
My arrows, armors, orb. What does an orb do? Bow.
I have no clue.
And blade are all his to have. He is the land, and the land is him. And he is the land is him. Until a greater king comes to marry me and take my crown. Now, you faithless curs, hail your monarch as do his office.
Vanishes in a shower of apple blossoms.
Goodbye. I shall wait to wed a greater king than Bran.
Faith thee well, brave bride of Britain, for one greater than the king. Bran will be a bear man.
A bear man?
I lil you Irish dog. What do you contrive with this foul druid?
He's Irish?
I have no clue. I do not believe my eyes, yet I see that here comes the Gaul king over the dale. Enter the king of France. Where now do you go, magician?
I saw this sight and do believe that this man is our king. So, Albany, are you with us or against us?
You to the king of France.
So I have claim to your throne by my late wife Cordelia. I do not seek it myself. Heaven has given you a king that stands here. For I far off saw this miracle as well.
By what right, foreign frog spotted sycophant?
Sycophant.
Sycophant. You know, by every right he can say such, for his army stands there, Albany, sharpening their implements of war.
I took French for 4 years, and I'm okay at a French accent, but I'm deciding not to do a good French accent.
What are you doing to me? I don't want to be king!
Good, for it is far better if a nation is ruled by a man who does not want to do so than by one who does. Hesitant on
he
the
does?
French expectations. I will serve you faithfully, High King Bran.
All hail High King Bran!
When Zordok the priest and Nathan the prophet anointed Solomon king, all the people rejoiced that word doesn't work and said, God save the king, long live the king, may the king live forever.
So be it. I will be in this office most sacred, where glory and worship has laid upon me.
Truthfully, I do not like this title I've been given. I only do so because I have a fear something may happen to something dear to me as you art.
Then I will always stand next to you, for you art my friend and king. Extent.
My stomach. Ow.
My head.
Oh, God. And to imagine that this guy wrote more and more of it. Oh, I hope we've been recording that.
I hope so. Looks like we have.
You know, I hate it when the computer slows down and the bar doesn't move, and I'm like, oh no.
Have we not been recording that? Well, fortunately, we have.
Let's see, 53 minutes. Next songs are about 3 minutes. That's 56 minutes. We'll have 4 minutes after that.
Okay.
All right.
There's enough time.
So the next song is Chill from Dr. Mario, a classic. It's not as popular as the Fever one, but I actually prefer it over. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
And that last song was actually a bit of a misclick, so I ended up playing that instead. It was the title from The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. Yes! Another Zelda reorchestrated song. Oh, it's so good. I was actually going to play Popstar from, what was it, Kirby and the Crystal Shards?
Yep. Kirby 64, Crystal Shards.
That song is saccharine sweet. You should probably be eating something bitter like coffee while listening to it.
Yes, because everyone eats coffee.
Drinking coffee, sorry. I was formulating the sentence as I went, which is what I always do. I speak before I think.
Oh, well.
In any case, you could have like a sweetness overdose.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ooh, the 1 hour mark. So I guess we should probably be wrapping up our show now.
Yep.
Cryptic English metaphor.
Cryptic Greek metaphor.
Words that are made up and have 15 syllables in a row.
Cryptic Norse metaphor.
Random song that's poorly sung.
Misspelled character names. All this and more.
Next week. Well, not next week. I suppose we got, you know, winter break and then we'll be back for interim. That's January, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is the last show until January. Wow, it's not even halfway through the month. It's going to be a long break.
That it is.
Anyways, thanks for coming down, Rob.
No problem.
No, I've appreciated a lot. And I'll get you, you know, my friends are going to give me some feedback on the show, so I'll tell you what they said.
All right.
And I guess that's it. I mean, nothing better to do. Normally I end the show with like playing a last song, but like we just got out of song, so this is that awkward. Might as well just I don't know, when do you want to end it? Do you want to count down or
whenever you're ready.
How about now?
All right, that works.
All right.